know the path to eternal life?
Oh, yes.
You do?
I sure do. Yeah.
What is it, sir? If you want
to
talk about
eternal
it.
Life. Oh, I love to talk about it.
You belong to a church system?
I don't.
You don't go to church?
I go to church, yeah. I don't know if I belong to the system or not.
You go there. What is the name of it?
Pilgrim Christian Fellowship.
Pilgrim Church. What is that?
It's,
is it like a non-denom?
Yeah, it is, yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
what's your first name?
Nate,
I'm Tupos. Nice to meet you, Nate. So the gospel. Yeah. When I say that, you probably know gospel means good news.
Yeah, I do.
But there's more to eternal life than just the good news. We'll talk about that. When I talk about what is the gospel, here's the question. I should frame it better. How does a man find eternal life? That's the better part. It has the gospel in it. I'm giving you some clues. And then how does he find eternal life? Because America's sorely, including the churches, sorely lacking in this. So how does a man find eternal life?
I mean, I guess. Like,
be detailed. Help me. I'm a guy in the gutter. I know nothing. How do I find eternal life?
Just in simple words, if I had 2 minutes, give you the gospel.
I'll give you 10, but whatever.
Yeah, no, I mean, Paul talks about the mystery of the gospel, right?
So okay.
It's not like it's in its broadest aspects. You know, we could talk here for days about the gospel, but in its most simplest, basic form, it says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. That's what Philip told the eunuch, right?
Okay. So is that the path to eternal life?
So that's
in its entirety of what the Bible teaches about gaining eternal life.
So that's through the gate. Belief is through the gate, right? Then
I would disagree with that, but I'll let you keep going. I'll correct you when you're done.
I would disagree
that belief is through the gate. I'll ask you a quick question. Does Satan believe in Jesus? Is he through the gate?
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good point.
Okay.
No, but let's say you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, right?
Okay, so...
Put your trust, right, in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay.
In his blood.
Okay. So we got faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right, amen. I agree with you there.
Yeah. Okay. And then that's through the gate. And then we got through the gate.
No, I disagree.
Okay,
Okay,
so you got through the gate. Then and then we have a path, which is a narrow path, the Lord Jesus says, right?
Okay.
Narrow path, but it doesn't really say that the gate is necessarily narrow, but it says, I think it's as wide as Jesus Christ is.
I would say the gate is as wide as the path, which is narrow and straight, so it's very...
Probably.
It doesn't let a whole bunch of people in and then narrow down. You got to get through the narrow gate to get on the narrow path.
Straight is the gate. Wide is the
gate. Yeah, straight means narrow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Or narrow means straight, yeah.
Yeah.
So by faith, then what?
Well, I don't know.
Are you born again?
Yes, I am.
You're a Christian. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you want me to help you here? You're stumbling.
Sure. Yeah.
How long have you been a Christian?
Let's see, 10 years.
10 years. How long have you been going to that pilgrim place? Is it in town here?
No, it's not.
Where is it?
It's in Monterey.
Monterey?
Yeah.
Monterey, Tennessee?
Tennessee, yep.
Okay, I'm not from
here.
I'm a traveling street preacher.
Where are you from?
So, Midwest originally, but I'm a full-time van dweller. We travel all over the country, preach the gospel all over America.
Yeah.
My wife's right up there, and my brother's down the road over there. You can see his sign over there. Yeah. Anyway, by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection, fully man, fully God, you must come. That's not through the gate. By faith, what were Jesus' ministry words? So by faith, we believe in him, but what were his first ministry words? Do you know?
Repent.
Very good. You didn't mention repentance. Repent, he says, lest you perish. What do you think repentance means?
It means to turn around.
Change your mind.
Change your mind, your way.
So I'm just helping you. You didn't mention this. You just said, well, believe and get through the gate.
Well, if you believe, you will repent.
No. That's not true. That's not true. There's many people that believe on Jesus. Jesus said many. Ready? Will say to me in the last days, Lord, Lord, did we not do all these things in your name? And he says, I never knew you because they did not repent and they were never born again.
Because they didn't believe.
They did believe.
No, they believed, but they didn't believe. When
so
they believe.
By faith, repentance, repentance. Now, repentance is change your mind, change your ways. You got to come out of the world. Because the world is your enemy.
So if you change your mind,
yep.
you will change
yep.
your ways.
You want to come out of the world. You yeah. want to come out of your flesh because your flesh is your enemy. Yep. You want to come out of every false way. You know God hates false ways, right?
Right.
He's the truth, right? So he yeah, hates I all mean, these false churches. Psalm 119, 104. Yep. I hate every false way. I'll show you the false ways of the churches in a minute. So by faith and repentance, you got to be willing to turn and lose your entire life. Then, guess what it says must happen to you? We already talked about it. When God sees a willing vessel that's willing yep. to obey, yep. you must be born again. John 3, 3.
Yep.
Spiritual new birth from above. The Holy Spirit illuminates yep. you. Now you've entered through the gate by yep. the Spirit of God. Not through just faith, not even through just repentance. You've been born again. God blesses you with his Spirit. It's a seal, not a guarantee. It's an earnest, a down payment of what's yet to come.
Yeah.
And you get new light. And the fruit that you have new light, ready? The fruit that you're born again, ready? The fruit that you're born again is holiness and obedience.
There you go.
And then you endure to the end.
Yeah.
That's the gospel. Now, on the back of that card I gave you, don't crumble it up. It's got good stuff on there for you. It tells you why the churches are wrong, including probably yours. Ready?
Right.
Easter's coming.
Yeah.
Good Friday.
Yeah.
Good Friday's a lie. He didn't die on Friday. He didn't rise on Sunday. I've got articles on all this on my teaching, but he was in the grave 3 days and three nights, young man. How do you get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning?
I'll look. Did it say 3 days and three nights?
3 days and three nights. He'll be
what
in the grave as Jonah.
So Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night.
Either Sunday morning, he was already gone.
Oh, okay. So
it's a Roman Catholic lie. He died Wednesday.
Yep.
He rose again Saturday. He's our Sabbath rest. Don'tperish.com. Go to my teaching blog. Your church is deceiving you. They don't teach you the full gospel, and they're not calling you out of the world. Let me just help you in love. Tennessee Titans. So that's an NFL football team. I used to be part of that.
What if I'm so separate from it? I don't even.
Does that have anything to do with Jesus Christ?
Absolutely not.
So should we put it on what should be our temple?
I mean, I don't see why not. It's not like this.
Put
is not
carnal pagan things on the holy temple of God. No, sir.
I mean, that's all.
No, God actually adorned us to put clothing on. Told us to.
Right, I'm saying, but like,
but not carnal, violent football. See, the Bible says to be a friend of the world. James 4:4 makes you an enemy of God. Did you know that, sir? Are you a Christian? Would you like a gospel card?
I don't even watch.
To your dad.
I don't even watch football.
Well, I'm not saying you do, but here, what if I had on my shirt, "Hail Adolf Hitler"? And I said, well, I don't really believe that. Is that a good representation for Christ?
That's very, very different.
No, it's not, sir. Football is just as sinful and worldly as anything else you could imagine. Football is just as sinful and worldly as anything else in the culture. And James 4:4, you know what it says, sir? You're defending football.
No.
To be fond. To be a friend is fond of the world. That makes you God's enemy. You know what? If your hearts were transformed, you would want holiness and not worldliness. So that young man came walking up to me and his dad pulled up. Isn't it interesting? He listened to me for a while. And then as soon as I talk about his corrupt sports that he's got labeled all over his temple, his dad piped up and said, oh, no, that's not bad. We see that all the time out in the streets. But they both got gospel cards. Maybe they will talk together. Maybe they'll go to the website. Maybe they'll go to God's word. Maybe they'll see how wicked and corrupt their man-made religion really is. You heard it. The man didn't even know the gospel, and he's been a Christian for 10 years. This is why we go and preach the gospel in America. People are lost. Wrath and destruction is coming. Christ is angry against all the wickedness of America, Sodom 2. Loving our neighbor. Thank you, Father, for putting us in the right place at the right time.